Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Max Baker, the president for Gunpoint Exploration. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is GUN. Thanks for joining us today there, Max.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Juan. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of the company, which just recently changed its name from Christopher James.
That's right. Yeah, in November, about mid-November, we purchased three properties from Chesapeake Gold Corp., including Tallapoosa, which is a million-ounce resource located in Nevada. We bought those for stock, so after the purchase, we consolidated our shares 10 to 1. And at the same time, we raised $3 million for a 2011 exploration program and changed the name to Gunpoint Exploration from Christopher James.
Well, great. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on the company's main properties. I purchased three properties from Chesapeake, which are Appaloosa, and you also have some plays out in Mexico.
Yeah, Appaloosa is part of the Tallapoosa project, which is our main the main property we purchased from them. As I said, it has a million ounces of existing resource in it that's been drilled mostly in the early 80s. The most recent drilling was mid-90s. A lot of the drilling that's been done there is vertical. It's controlled by vertical structures, so we feel that by putting more inclined holes into the resource, we'll probably increase the grade by 10% maybe or less. Also, there's a lot of exploration potential both under the existing resource and along strike of it. And we have all veins, historic workings along strike, which go up to half an ounce. And we get half an ounce material out of the dumps today. Also, we have the Appaloosa structure, which is 2 kilometres to the north. It's parallel to Tallapoosa. It's a 5 kilometre long strike. It's mineralized all the way along with brecciation and veining. The highest grade vein material we've found so far is 64 grams in some of the old dumps. And on channel sampling across the veins, we've got up to half an ounce over 3 meters. It's never been drilled in the structure, so we're quite excited about that too. So I think Tallapoosa, we got a chance of substantially increasing our resource way above a million ounces. The two Mexican properties aren't quite as advanced, but they have small resources on them, non-43-101, and we'll be looking at those this year and deciding what to do with them. But at the moment, our primary focus almost exclusively is Tallapoosa.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us a little bit about some of the trend right now in the sector and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Okay. Well, it's a good time to be in gold, obviously, with the economic problems at the moment. And we're at the stage where we should be drilling by April or May of 2011. We're cashed up to do that already. We have great targets to test. And I'm hoping by the end of that program we can show that we have potential to go way beyond our existing resource. And so with gold being strong commodity at the moment, I think we're well positioned to have a good run in the market over the foreseeable future. We've got a lot of work to do on Tallapoosa yet.
Well, great. And so as far as the way that the company operates within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures a pretty important part of your business model?
Not anymore. Alliances are. We're sort of like the de facto exploration arm of Chesapeake Gold Corp. And as you know, Chesapeake has a large 18 million ounce, I think it is, resource in Mexico, Metates. And they have a exploration team down there, so we're quite well situated now in Mexico and Central America as well. But other than that, we own 100% of Tallapoosa, 100% of La Cecilia in Mexico, and 75% of Gitana. Other 25% is owned by Goldcorp. And we have enough work to do on those three that are not really looking for joint ventures in the foreseeable future, although at some stage we probably will acquire another resource, advanced resource similar to Tallapoosa, but that'll when that comes along, it'll come. But it's something we're looking for at the moment. So we're hoping to end up being a multi-million ounce company over the next couple of years. But we're an exploration company, not a mining company.
Well, great. And so what would you say makes what else would you say makes Gunpoint Exploration unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I don't know whether we're unique, but we're up there with the best of them, I'd say, with the quality of our projects and the quality of our management. Since we've changed the Gunpoint, we've taken on Randy Rifle from Chesapeake as our chairman and two of his directors, Gerald Snedden and Dan Kuntz, as directors. So we have a very experienced management team and board of directors now, and with a successful track record. So we're all aiming to repeat that again.
Certainly. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dr. Baker, and talk a little bit about the management team over at Gunn.
Yeah, I'm an exploration geologist by trade. I've been working for about 35 years or more. I've worked nearly everywhere, all through South America, China, Russia, Australia, Asia, mainly on gold deposits, epithermal and porphyry gold deposits, which is what we're looking for now. So I've had a lot of experience, been involved with various discoveries. I know how they happen and what they look like. I have a young geologist working for me, Brian May. He's been out 3 or 4 years, so he's helping me with the day-to-day things. He's coming along to be a good geologist. And we have a lot of backup in Nevada and in Mexico with our various consultants and with Chesapeake's team.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, over the next year, our primary goal is to demonstrate that we have potential to add significantly more ounces to Tallapoosa and hopefully to get our hands on another asset similar to Tallapoosa somewhere in Nevada or Central America. As I said, we'll be drilling in April or May of this year. We should be starting to get results out by July, I suppose. So that'll be when we start to see the first results, fruits of our work.
Certainly. And so as far as when it comes to investors and the financial community, Max, do you believe that the Gunpoint Exploration story and your message and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors in the financial community?
I wouldn't think they are yet. We're a new company, and Tallapoosa has been under the radar for a long time. It's just been held by Chesapeake and has had no work done on it for years. So we're a bit of an unknown quantity in a way, and I'm out there at the moment trying to get us exposed more broadly to various groups. So, and also it's an excellent time to be buying the stock because being a new company, we haven't really, the story is just starting to get out there. It's not really fully appreciated yet. And we're just about to start this drilling program in April or May, which should produce some exciting results and boost their share price, I hope, and get us along the way to be in a multi-million ounce company, I hope.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Dr. Max Baker, president of Gunpoint Exploration. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is GUN, and is currently trading at $1.40 a share. And so before we conclude, Dr. Baker, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, once again, it hinges around Tallapoosa at the moment and, with its potential to increase ounces way beyond a million ounces and also with the track record of our management and board. Especially Randy Rifle has a tremendous track record of discovery and developing companies. So And gold has a good future, a good couple of years ahead of it at least. So everything's stacked in our favor at the moment.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Gunpoint Exploration.
Well, thanks very much, Juan. It was a pleasure.